Hey, say Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast.
What?
I say Funky Town Podcast. I say Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast.
Yes. I'm Mayor Betsy Price, and we're keeping Fort Worth funky on the Funky Town Podcast. I hope you're ready. This show's going to get a little bit funky and a lot of fun.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. I wanted to come to you early this week and kind of give you a heads up of what you're going to hear. This is Arts Goggle 2016. It's not as long as I'd like it to be. Kind of ran a little short. I think in total I might have 35, 40 minutes of actual audio from the event. And I was hoping to get a little bit more, but things kind of got a little crazy at the end of the day, and I can tell you about that a little bit later. What we're going to do here is thought I'd come on, introduce Arts Goggle, we'll listen to all of it, and then I'll come back and talk about what happened after Arts Goggle a little bit, and we'll close out the show. So Arts Goggle this year was a whole lot of fun. My wife and daughter and her sisters, my wife's sisters, nieces, spent the last few months getting things ready, making all kinds of stuff, and got themselves a little booth at Arts Goggle. And, you know, they were really nervous the week coming up to it, and Friday night and everything. And Saturday morning they got out there early and got all set up, and I showed up right about noon, and whenever I got there, I saw their booth, and then went down to the Seneca stage to see I Happy Am play, and got to see probably the last three or four songs. They did amazing, as always. I didn't record anything from that show. I figured there's been a big media blitz of I Happy Am, and I don't want to beat anybody down with playing the same bands every single time. So today we're going to keep it new and fresh, and we'll have music for you from bands like War Party, Joe Gorgeous, The Hendersons, Henry the Archer. Yeah. So anyways, we went on to see them play, and the Southside Pirate was broadcasting right next door, and from noon to I think 10 o'clock at night, John and Sally were over there. They would play, they were playing the live sets from the Seneca stage. They were feeding that through and playing that over the air, and then in between sets they were interviewing them. They called me over and talked to me for a few minutes, and it was really cool actually being on the Pirate live and not recorded. Sitting there talking to John and Sally, we talked about the show and talked about I Happy Am and different stuff. It was neat, man. It was, you know, I've always been a huge fan of John Rohde and stuff, and to actually sit there and talk to him on a local radio station is just the neatest thing for me. And then went over there and grabbed Zach and Rebecca and came back and they did an I Happy Am interview. And from there, Zach went home to unload his stuff and do some things, and then I went back down to the booth, checked on the family, and they were already selling things and doing really good, and it just filled the festivity in the air, and everybody's having fun. And then Zach came back, and that's where we'll pick up, and we go from there. I know that War Party will kick it off, and then you'll hear me and Zach, and you'll hear interviews from Robbie Rux and Eddie Brown from the Fort Worth Weekly, James Ambitz and Dwayne from Keep Fort Worth Funky, the owner from Bentley's, the hot dog place, we talked to him. I don't even hardly remember. So we'll listen to it now, see what we have, and then I'll be back at y'all later.
right, here we are at the Fucktown Fort Worth Arts Goggle. My name is Zach Zantich. I'm here with Jeff Lord. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. <what? laughs> Oh, man. Yeah, we just, I had VM just performed a minute ago.
On the Seneca...
Glass Unicorn stage.
Glass Unicorn stage.
Seneca, Glass, and the Chimera... Chimera? Yeah, Chimera. Chimera Brewing. Chimera. It's the H is silent.
So does that have something to do with unicorn, the chimera?
I think it's just like a mystical creature.
All right.
I think they just kind of... Because a unicorn's a mystical creature, too. And I've never seen a glass chimera.
Right.
It's clever, though. I liked it when they told me that. I was like, wow, yeah.
Glass unicorn stage.
Yeah.
I worked with Tony Diaz.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, you got chasing down.
Yeah, he's running around like a madman.
No, it's quite the scene here today.
Oh, yeah.
I know we had to, we're going to go by and talk to Dreamy Life. They're doing the pop-up, the pop-up shop. It's cassette day.
Yeah.
So as soon as they have going on, and let us to come by and talk to them. And then we'll go also by the Fort Worth Funky booth and talk to James. He wanted us to come by and talk about some stuff.
Yeah.
So we have a couple things that we can tease for later on the show that'll be coming up. And what else are we going to do? Are we going to hit some booths
and
stuff?
Yeah, look at some booths. Hopefully, Rebecca, she's doing a modeling thing right now. Hopefully, she can get a little bit of time so she can come look at the booths, because I know she loves it.
Yeah.
And
she'll be running around with Dustin.
Yeah, she's helping.
Doing some kind of modeling shoot on Magnolia.
Yeah, it's Dustin's. So she's coming here. They should have a chance, but she's doing Dustin's sister's clothing line.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool, and they're like, we need the most beautiful woman in Fort Worth. And they're like, bing, ring, Rebecca, hello.
Is that how it happened?
Yeah, that's exactly. They called her on the telephone.
Well, nice.
Yeah, and then, oh, man. Yeah, it's good. Your wife and daughter have a booth, right?
Yeah, and her sisters and nieces.
Oh, that's little, cool.
They all pitched in, and they're doing really well. I think the wife says she already made over $70.
Yeah, you know? And then it's just still the beginning of the day.
Yeah,
like, and
my daughter sold some stuff. She made you a keychain.
Yeah, her keychains and necklaces and stuff. Those are amazing.
Yeah, they're nice.
Like, it's real, really good. She's funny. Does she make all those jokes up? I mean...
She probably picked some of them up somewhere. Plus, we're sitting around. Like, I told her to make one. Because it's all kind of food humor.
Yeah.
I told her that she needs to come up with one that has a lettuce. And it's got his hands folded and it says, "Let us pray."
Oh, yeah, that's good.
You know?
Just food puns.
So we were just... We've been throwing them out
all
there.
All of you.
And she's been writing them down, and I think she gets some online. Maybe she comes up with some, you know.
That's good. It's really clever.
She draws them out.
It's really clever, and they're really neat.
Yeah, she draws a little cartoon character of a beat, and it says, "My heart beats for you."
Yeah.
It's got a little
hashtag
beat on it.
#beats,
Hashtag beats.
Yeah, that's great.
But there's all kinds of stuff like that. People up here have all their artwork. Some of it's pretty much straight on. This is a lake with a boat on it. Some of it's kind of like out there. It's abstract and splattered or mixed media. And lots of clothes and jewelry. And
Fort Worth has great art.
Steampunk stuff.
Like, art, I see as like an expression of humanity. Because, I mean, it is humanity. It's what we all think and feel. It's what these people think and feel. And so, like, being in a place like this where there's so much art all surrounded you, I mean, man, you're surrounded by pretty much the essence of humanity.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great. And, I'm trying to soak it all in.
Yeah. No, I mean, I really, in a very pseudo-religious kind of way, I've always believed that we were created in the image of God, but that doesn't mean that God looks like man. It means that God's a creator, and he created a creator, so we're supposed to make stuff. We're supposed to create stuff, and we do buildings and art and music and movies and clothes, and we just think of it, and then it manifests outside, and we can, you know. So to me, this is a real, you know, I don't know. It's weird to say, but it's almost
religious.
This all this creativity.
Kind of
this is all, you know.
It's I feel a magic in the air.
Yeah, and people tortured themselves over some of this stuff, you know. spend lots of hours working on it, and then come up here and sit up here and go, oh no, now everybody's going to walk by and the whole city is going to judge me. Are they going to like it? Are they going to hate it?
Yeah.
Are they going to think it's weird? Are they going to buy it? Am I going to sell anything at all? It's this whole thing you have to go through. Yeah, just being in demand is the same kind of deals whenever you make something and you put it out there. Are they going to like it? Are they going to buy it? You know, is it going to flop? Are they going to make fun of me? You know, you have all these kind of... So, it's a big deal, man. And then all of a sudden, it happens, and everybody's like, oh, they like me. Yeah. They like my stuff. They're buying stuff. Oh. You know, it's a validation.
It's great.
And keep moving forward and make some more stuff. Make some better stuff. Come back next year and do it all over again.
Yes.
Ah, it's cool, man. I love it.
Circle of life.
It is, man.
Do you want to go to the J.C. James?
The who?
James.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it's a gypsy. Gypsy James.
Gypsy Danger from Pacific Rim.
We got a couple more for you. This one's called LA at Night. Man, he's always stoned. He's never straight. So proud to watch them fly. But what's really got you looking up is the one set to arrive. Am I right? Well, Benny, he's just bored. Chases life just like a chore. He's got promises, he's got politics, and he wonder why there ain't.
Yeah, Jim told us he wanted us to come by.
Cool.
And talk to you guys. What is it? Cassette day?
It's cassette store day. We have a 2-for-1
here. 2-for-1. Got Road Soda, Teenage Sex.
And we just brought all the local stuff.
Somebody wore a Teenage Sex to their kids' school. Did you see that online?
You know that band? I love them. I wish they had a different name. But they can't. Hashtag them. I can't.
I know. No,
I love this art.
Who's that?
But this is Picnic Lightning.
You can't tag them.
That
I think it's the coolest thing ever.
That's why they did it.
Yeah, I mean, if I do, I'm going to have like some sort of government file.
Right against you.
Yeah. Then we have Picnic Lightning, Party Static, Loafers.
Loafers, yeah.
This is kind of cool. This is one that we didn't give a lot of notice for, but It's George Kenny. He was like in the same scene as 13th Floor Elevators.
Oh, really?
And yeah, he was one of the original psychedelic Texas guys in Austin in the 60s. But we released this. It's a cassette, and it's got two of his records on it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like, they're really hard to find records. Like, so, yeah, we went in with a couple other labels. Burger went in on it with us, and Deep Secret, and then one other that I don't know.
Nice.
I should know.
What was that record that that Nathan Brown was talking about? And y'all got a whole bunch of them, and they were like some, like, was it like some like honky tonk synth or something weird? It was some.
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
You never know with Nathan.
Yeah,
I mean, they might have been talking about that thing he did for the
right. He did a show.
Yeah.
And then they also had some records for sale.
On records that he had found.
That he found.
Yeah, and it's got like synth. Yeah, I don't know the name.
Oh, okay. I'm really interested in that. It sounded really cool.
You got Party Static.
You got Titles.
Titles, Beach Priest too. I don't know if you heard Beach Priest.
Uh-uh.
Right. Beach Priest is really cool. It's Grant. He's the guy that plays with Def Rain.
Okay.
Does all the beats and programming.
Yeah.
That's his like solo electronic thing. Group Therapy. Cool.
I listen to that all the time.
Cool jacket, man. That's a really cool kind of slacker rock band. They're really good. You know, if you like Weezer or anything like that, they're really kind of in that frame of mind. Nervous Curtain. Great dark wave.
And you got your mugs too. I got one of those at home.
Yeah.
I throw it in the freezer, frost up real nice. I use it every day. Seriously.
Stuff, man.
All right. Well, they can find you out here, and they can also find you on Fifth and Allen.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess Fifth. Yeah, Fifth and Allen.
Yeah.
It's 13th Allen.
Yeah. The Fairmont Library. You got
there. Yeah.
What do you have coming up next for the Dreamy Life?
Well, the next release show is Dead Singers Party.
Dead Singers Party.
It's October 16th release show at Boiled Out with the program.
Nice.
The Velt, which is this old shoegaze band.
Yeah.
Black shoegaze band. Really cool.
Really cool.
And they're from North Carolina. And then Sir Doodle will be opening it up.
Oh, cool. Nice, nice.
And then after that, we have the movie The Band release show at Public Street on the 28th, 29th.
Okay. Yeah, we had them on last week.
Yeah. We just confirmed the Kush and Bitch Bricks for that.
Nice.
Wow. And Treehouse Cabaret. So.
My wife really likes the Kush. Yeah, they're good, man. That's a good, good band.
Yeah, they're one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, man. Well, thanks for your time.
Cool. Awesome, guys. Right,
later.
Cheers. I have some CDs for you. Thank you. Here with Ed Brown. How are you doing, Ed?
Brown. I'm good. I'm excited. I just got here. It's nice to run into Jeffrey Lord and Zach, of course. I'm going to check out the Forest Symphony. Folks are supposed to be here.
Yeah.
I've got I've kind of planned out my day. I want to check out the Bearded Lady. It's my favorite place. And Key Forth Funky. And what else? I don't know. I've got several places on my list.
Yeah,
so
it's a whole road of things.
Yeah.
You got to stop by the Pirate.
Oh, okay. Oh, and I was going to say, the Art Tooth folks, that's a big one. The pop-up art show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go buy some prints there today, so that's pretty exciting.
His wife and daughter and family have a booth down there.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
So cool.
All right.
We're having a blast.
Yeah.
How did you feel about the Best of Awards for a podcast? You didn't win 2 years in a row. Is that better?
I was better.
Dude, they got a good show over there.
Yeah, they earned it.
Yeah.
They have a real good show.
It was pretty fun watching the back and forth between you guys. Some of the videos, like you on LSD or something.
Yeah.
And
I was hoping you guys wouldn't be upset about that.
It got pretty dirty. It's like the presidential debates, you know, going on.
It was fun.
Yeah.
But very
funny, you know.
I think it'd be really cool if, like, the Boiled Owl did the same thing with the chat room, or...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Other little
dive bar throwdown.
Yeah.
Between them, yeah. Who's the dirtiest bar?
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
That's great.
Well, cool.
Yeah, no, that was a good addition.
Thank you.
I was real happy with that.
Yeah.
I guess Zach's sandwich is ready.
I think people are pretty happy with it. There were a few bloopers, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think somebody listed Cody Martin as working for RAR, and I was like, oh no.
They
thought it was funny though, but I...
Yeah, it's just people, we're all human, we all mess up.
Yeah. So he did win Reader's Choice for Brewer, so that's all that matters.
You know, he
was the Reader's Choice, so, yeah.
No, that's good. No, but it's a cool event, man. There's all kinds of good stuff going on up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Pirates broadcasting live on their air.
It's a cracker dish.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
It's a firecracker.
Oh, cool. That looks really good.
Jalapeno sausage. I hope it's going to be.
Holy smokes barbecue.
Yes.
I was going to try Heim, but I was like, I bet there's too long of a line.
I finally got to try that place last week, and it was really good.
Was it really good?
Now, they were sold out of brisket, which was like, that's my go-to meat.
Yeah.
So I tried the ribs, though, and it was very good customer service. I mean, I think it's a great place. So.
The Henderson's getting ready to play.
Who?
Henderson's.
Henderson's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of the spot to hang out, so.
It's nice. It's shady. All the food.
Yeah. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah. All right. We'll eat my sandwich.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
I'll catch y'all later, man.
Okay, sure.
Awesome. Rock and roll.
All right. We're following the drum band. What were they called?
It's on the side of the drum.
Fort Worth Scottish Pipes and Drums.
Fort Worth Scottish Pipes and Drums. Right on, right on.
There they go.
They played right after you guys.
Yeah, yeah. That was neat. I caught the beginning of their set. I'll do that. Oh, sorry, Joe. I poured beer all over your recorder. It still works. Won't you listen to Funky Town Podcast? Won't you listen to Funky Town Podcast?
Did I remember the first
Billy on the Green?
Billy on the Green. However many years ago that was. Two, maybe three.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
And it seemed like Dinner for One was like a happier song then. now it's kind of like, it's not quite sad, but it's almost like, kind of depressing. It's kind of like a heartbreaker,
It
tugs at it a little bit.
Well, that also could be your experience listening to it, because I know when you first hear it, all you hear is two hot dogs on a plate.
That's a good point,
and everybody's
too,
like, oh, ha, 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 ha.
A happy experience.
It's happy.
Yeah.
And then,
Jenga!
Jenga. And then you listen to it a couple of times, like, oh, he's sad. But, and then also, I think we've also slowed it down a little. Rebecca used to play guitar on it, now she plays the piano.
Right,
and it gives
right.
it a little more somberness.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, the piano added to it.
Hey. So, are you helping out with the Fort Worth Funky, dude?
Absolutely, man.
Cool.
All the time.
Yeah.
I'll be up here until I'm probably going to go check Phantom Sensation.
Right.
Seven-ish.
Right. By the way, we're talking to Dwayne from Keep Forward with Funky.
What's up, guys?
Also, hey, James Evans.
How you doing?
From Forward with Funky.
Hey, hey.
His daughter almost called me daddy earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, did she? Like, I was going to say hi to you. I thought you were my dad, but then I realized it wasn't you last second. I was like, hey.
Now we're even. Now both of our daughters.
She stopped short. My daughter's actually like, daddy, daddy, daddy. Oh, hey.
Yeah. Y'all look very much similar right now.
Yeah.
It's the color of the beards and the height is the only thing.
I'm still kind of left out. Sometimes when I'm called you or you.
Oh.
It's the beard, man.
Nobody knows the way.
Nobody knows the way.
Beard guys look alike.
Yeah.
Y'all wearing hats.
I want to put stripes in my beard.
Oh.
That's like shape lines.
Oh, yeah. So where y'all been running around?
Well, I performed earlier, and then...
It was beautiful.
And then
that's what I hear.
I went home, and I dropped off most of our equipment, and then I came back up here, and...
You were live on the radio?
Yeah, we're live on the Pirate.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go down there.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to John.
I know John wrote and Sally.
Yeah, he'll throw you on.
Yeah, I gotta go down there.
They have a microphone set up for people to come over there and talk.
Do the little, hey, this is James on the Pirate.
Yeah, you can do
Pirate.
That.
Let's work on
no,
the stand-up.
No, he'll be like, oh, so we're joined with James from the Pirate. How are you doing, James? You're learning. You know, you'll have a conversation with John and Sally on the radio.
Abbott and Costello.
Okay.
Before we get up there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
As I'm at!
Who's on first? I don't know.
I am. Third oh, wait. That's not the right way to say that, Jim.
What?
Yeah, we saw some Henderson's, a couple War Party songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Love
the Catch a Boomerangs. I love those guys.
Y'all got a great state. It's a great spot. This is right by the state.
Yeah.
All the food trucks. Got the shade.
Yeah, right here in the intersection.
That's the best spot down
people.
Here. We worked it that way.
Yeah.
You talk to the mayor.
You're in the shade.
When you know Megan, how the heck that low, man. She knew I'd be putting a bunch of crap in the intersection, so she's like, I'm going to put you over there. I'm sure you'll do something with it.
Yeah, right.
I think
everybody loves
I had
it.
Two full-size boxes of shop, and they're, like, done.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was like 72 pieces of chalk.
Oh, they're good.
Wow.
It's kids everywhere, man. This is great. Families and, you know, everybody out here just having a good time.
Yeah.
Looking at stuff, drinking beer, having fun, eating.
It's nice in there. It's a nice
place. Hey, hey, come here, buddy.
I sold a sticker.
Oh, cool.
Ooh, very nice.
You want to be on a podcast?
Hi.
No. He's like, no, I'm out
of
here.
No,
no.
No. You want to talk about your business?
I'm not good at that. One of my kids would.
Oh, okay.
Send him over. I'm Zach. I'm with the Funky Town Podcast.
Okay, I'm Gary Crawford. Yeah, Bentley.
Gary Crawford.
Yeah, I'm
really hot.
Yeah,
I'm a hot dog guy.
Oh, right on. Awesome. I have a song, actually, and his daughter made me a keychain today. I have a song called It's Dinner for One, and the main lyric is Two Hot Dogs on a Plate. And it's just a silly song that I wrote a long time ago. I thought that was clever. That was neat.
That is neat.
You're a hot dog guy.
Are you kin to the Funky Town guy?
No.
Okay.
No. Everybody thinks they're
y'all resemble.
I know.
Yeah, right.
I get it all the time. They call me him, and they call him me, and so we just kind of.
We do the Funky Town podcast. He keeps Fort Worth funky.
So where's this podcast show up?
We're on 97.5 FM, The Pirate. It goes on at 6 p.m. Friday nights and Mondays at noon.
And also online.
And we're online at funkytownpodcast.podbean.com.
Podbean.
Yeah. You can also email us. Yeah, you can Google it.
Yeah.
You also email us as funkytownpodcast@gmail.com.
Okay. I'll find
you. Yeah, you'll find us.
And, it's pretty cool being on the radio.
I got some friends that have had some dogs down there, and they say it's fantastic.
They're good. They're
I haven't had them yet, but I've heard nothing but good things.
I had the bacon, potato, and honey breakfast.
The bourbon. Did you have the bourbon barrel honey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the bourbon barrel syrup.
Wow. That sounds good.
Yeah, it was just what I needed. I had 3 hours sleep last night and a lot of beers, and that put me right where I needed to be.
Put you right in that zone?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, this is our first Arts
Gala. Yeah.
We're liking it.
Yeah, it's a good time.
You guys have been busy. I went in there earlier.
Yeah,
and it
been real busy. I mean, I'm trying to stay away from there.
Yeah, that's
it's work down there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Music's good. Yeah.
Oh, these guys are great.
Yeah, there's a lot of good bands.
Yeah, this is fun every year.
Yeah, there's some more stages down there where we can catch.
Yeah,
some
yeah. More. Good to meet you.
That's cool. Hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like hot dogs. I like two specifically on one plate.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a cool guy. Crap, there's a lot of people in my business. I gotta go, but
rock and roll, man.
Hey, man, I want to buy a shirt.
Funky Town Podcast for life.
Keep it funky.
Okay, well, we're at the, had a couple beers, so I'm lost my balance. We're at the art exhibit. What did you call this? The Micro Park.
The Micro Park, yes. The Magnolia Micro Park.
And so they have the Art South exhibit.
Near South Side Experience.
And so this is interactive. We have interactive art today. We're looking at a shipping crate, and inside of it is it's a recycling trash can, but it looks like it's full of trash, and there's trash outside of it with food and a spilled box of styrofoam peanuts, and we have paint brushes and cones, and a board of sticky notes, a palette. We have all these different things, and then they give you a list.
Yes.
Can you
find the five objects that are not art?
And they give you a list of all the different things that are in here. And you have to decide of these things, you know, which isn't art. So wouldn't you think the whole thing would be art, you know?
Yeah, it's like one big piece, but I got some things that aren't art.
So what do you think? So what do you think that's...
Well, this is... I mean, it's personal, but... Would the placement of that traffic cone be considered art? Because it just looks like a traffic cone. I don't know if they... If they just stole that traffic cone, it's not art.
Because they have two traffic cones, and one of them says wet paint, and behind it is a paint can spilled.
Yeah.
So that...
I guess it's part
so
of art.
Sexy.
So, no, it's interactive. So we're trying to figure out what pieces are not art.
Oh,
man.
The whole thing's art.
Everything can
be art.
Well, that's what I think. But it's just, can you find the five objects that are not art? And they give you a list.
No.
And traffic cones is on the list.
Anything in the world can be art.
I agree. That's, yeah.
Are you going to Republic
Street? Probably.
Yeah. Okay, I'll probably see y'all out there.
Okay.
For the Elman then.
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and submit.
Traffic cones
are not art because that's not artistic. It's just like some traffic cones, duh.
See, now, is the light on there? Because I feel like the light... See, it's not even on there, but the light is really just to show... The light is useful. It's not art. It's actually a reason for the light to shine, you know?
Yeah.
So I would think the light would not be art.
It's not even on here.
But that's not even on here.
I'm going to spill it in. Nah, I'm not going to fill it in. That makes me feel like I'm cheating.
I don't even see pencils. Do you check pencils? But where are the pencils at?
Right there? I don't know. I don't see any pencils that, like, that are not in there. There's the basket of pencils that they give you.
Wait.
I think that's not art.
Well, how about the spilled paint?
Well, but that's... I mean, I think that's art. Shoot. I don't know. Is that power box? Or is...
This one says that's not on there.
What about the mop? Is the mop on there? Or is that the broom?
The broom, there's a broom on there.
That's the broom down there.
Probably. Yeah, so it really seems like everything in here serves a purpose for art, you would think. It's a recycling trash kind of motif or whatever.
That mop isn't on there.
So how do you want to play it? You want to play it as everything is art?
Yeah, everything is art.
That's the wife.
Oh. Tell her I said hi.
Zach says hi.
Hmm.
Zach says hi. At the Micro Park on Magnolia and Henderson. Okay. All right. This is a terrible segment, Zach.
Yeah, well, I'm trying my best.
No, it's okay. I'm saying we can kill it.
I'm going to say cigarettes. Oh, recycle bin.
It's artistic.
And then you fill out your name and your email, and I guess you put it in there. But anyway, this is the facade scavenger hunt. You find five things that are not art. Zach put down traffic cones, pencils, recycling bin, cigarettes.
No, I didn't do cigarettes.
He only marked three things.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right. As you can see, we were goggling our booties off. There's a lot of stuff going on that day. Like I told you earlier, my wife and in-laws had a booth, and I'd go down there and check on them, and they had that stuff going on. Dustin Snyder from the Jerry Jonestown Massacre also does plastic object photography, was out there doing a photo shoot with models. Rebecca Elizabeth from My Happy End was one of the models. So they're running up and down Magnolia. Jason Dyer from Deep Video. I'll tag it in the post. Deep Video, isn't it? I don't know why I'm brain farting all of a sudden. He was out there. They're shooting video. They were recording the Hint of the Archer set, and I think they're going to go up and down Magnolia to see some of the other bands. There were stages all along the place, bands that I didn't record that I probably should have, who sounded really good. A couple on the chat room stage was Rachel Golay and Mills and Company. That sounded great. We heard a band, me and my daughter were walking up and down, we heard a band, Bear Ghost, playing, and she was like, I like them, I think I could listen to them, we need to find out who they are. And I found a book and I looked them up. So if anybody out there from Bear Ghost is listening or knows somebody from Bear Ghost, send some music our way. We'd love to check you out. There was bands playing at the Bull Dow. There were just all over the place, music everywhere, art everywhere. There was just so much stuff going on. Zach had to go again, and then we sat and watched Hinder the Archer play, and then after that I met up with Zach for just a few minutes when we talked about the art exhibit, the interactive scavenger hunt earlier. That was actually towards the end, and then he had to run home. We had to run home too. I wanted to get some lights for their booth, so it was starting to get dark, and thought maybe I could come back down there, maybe record some more, at least music or something to give you something. And if I have the courage, maybe do some one-on-ones by myself. I just don't usually do that publicly. I don't know, it's weird. But hey, we came home and there was a plastic bag on our porch, and apparently our cat had died in our neighbor's garage. We saw the cat in the morning and she seemed fine, but that afternoon at some point she crawled in his garage and died, and they'd come over while we were gone and talked to our other neighbor on the other side. He came out and told us, hey, you know, only after my wife had opened it up to see what was in the bag. And it was a very tragic scene, you know. And so it made for kind of a bummer of a, you know, end of a day. We had so much fun. They did so well, their booth. They made plenty of money. It was their first time. I think they have the bug now and they're going to want to go do it again. But coming home, it's like we couldn't go back and sell more, so we went back and kind of tore everything down, and it was real somber. We got the kids, we came home, you know, we sat around and kind of cried for a little bit and kind of calmed down and tried to watch some TV, maybe something funny, and we're just not really in the mood to laugh. And I get a text message from Dustin from the Jerry Johnson Massacre, wanted to know if I was going to come out to the Public Street Bar and see A Happy Am and Henry the Archer. And I was going to tell him no, and I was going to tell him why, and then he writes back saying that his penis hurts, and I didn't want to follow that with, you know, it just didn't seem appropriate. I have a dead cat. Sorry about your penis. But, we joked a little bit, and then I told him, and he told me to tell her, Diana, that, you know, he's very sorry, and, you know, all that kind of typical stuff. And so, anyways, I do, and she's like, oh, you're going to go out, you know, and I was like, no, it's cool, I can stay here. And she's like, I'm gonna go to bed. I don't want to talk. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to watch TV. I just want to, you know, I just kind of want to just be done. And she goes, but if you go to the Henry Archer show, get me a sticker. Just do that, and I'll be happy. You know, it'll make me feel better. And I was like, all right, well, I'll go. And so, when I got up there, Brittany Richards' girlfriend ran right up to me and was like, hey, I got something for you. And she gave me a sticker. And I guess, you know, the wife had already told her that she wanted one or whatever. And I was like, well, that's cool. And so we watched the show, and they did great. That was my third time to see Henry Archer in 24 hours. And so they did. It was really good, too, seeing the same band at three different shows with just different moods, different events, different drama going on, different things happening, different levels of energy, all that kind of stuff. It was interesting to see how one band does it over three shows. It was kind of cool. But after the show, we're leaving, and I was telling Brittany, hey, thanks again for the sticker. This is going to make my wife really happy, and this is why, you know. And I told her about the cat. She's like, oh my god, does she have one of our new shirts, you know? And does she have one of our new shirts? And I was like, no, we only have the old one. And so she's like, wait here. And she went and came back with a shirt for her too, one of the new ones with the new logo. And so I'm saying bye, and then Richard comes up, and he's like, hey, you got yourself a shirt? And Brittany's like, oh yeah, Dinah's cat died, you know. And Richard just lost his cat like 3 months ago. It ran away, and he was, dude, I totally feel you. That sucks, man. I'm so sorry to hear that. Here, hang on, let me get you a couple more shirts. So I'm like, man, it's totally fine. It's really sweet. It's okay. What size do you wear? I was like, okay, I wear a large. And so he came back and gave me a shirt. Gave me a shirt and my daughter a shirt. And my wife has a shirt. We have the black Henry the Archer shirts with the X on it. And so anyway, Sunday we went out and had breakfast, and we all wore our Henry the Archer shirts. And I'm sure everybody was looking at us thinking that we were probably some sort of archery club. But it was cool, man. Arts Goggle was fun. I saw a lot of old friends. Saw U-Boat Joe Murray out there. So that was real exciting. He's going to be playing the end of the month at Boneheads, I think October 29th or something. But I don't know, just seeing the community all come together, seeing everybody doing their thing, whether it's playing and singing or busking or selling their stuff, or, you know, just doing it, man. And then going on into the night, I'm sure that Magnolia was still going on. We were over at the Republic, but you know, just, I don't know, hanging out with everybody that day, Zach and Dustin and Richard, and just, you know, everybody that we interviewed and stuff. We have a cool city, a lot of cool people in it, and, you know, these kind of events are just extremely, extremely, extremely cool to get to see it and to be part of it, you know. So, yeah, I'm glad to be here. And so, as a special thanks to Richard and the guys from Into the Archer, Charles and Kevin, and because I got to see them three times over the weekend, I'm going to close out the show with some of the Into the Archer from Arts Goggle. I've got the whole set, but I'm not going to play it for you, but I'm going to play probably four songs, maybe three. If it's four, it'll be Blind and Why Can't You Hear Me and Disco Panda and Wi-Fi Pets. It'll probably be four. If it's three, then one of those songs won't be in there, and you can figure out which one it is. Thanks for listening. Hope this wasn't too weird to hear me rambling by myself. I don't like this. This is really difficult. Sit and talk by yourself for 5 minutes and see if you can make it sound interesting. Bye, everybody.
Henry the Archer!
She got away.
Through stormy waves, so I ask myself, is it worth waiting on predictable amount of days I'm rolling in? Why can't she end? There's no compromise. You ain't seen nothing till you see it through my eyes. Well, I can't take
Rage with sin. that song? Thank you.